Good morning. Today is Wednesday, March 3rd, and this is Eunoia, spoken by Elsweth. Of course, I know it's not morning for everyone, but isn't it always sweet to hear a good morning? And I don't do these very often, but, well, this kind of dedication to service, it needs to be rewarded today. So thank you to Steve for finding the John Bon Jovi song. I love that it has the stereotypical 80s children choir singing along. You need that, right, to make the true 80s Christmas song? I did have a quick search, though, to see if he actually sings it, because I swear it doesn't sound like him at all. Oh, and the permissive circumstance for today? Without Googling, name three non-Christmas songs. They should be hits that use children's choirs. Enjoy that release, if you can do it. Place yourself comfortably in the chair, with each hand resting palm downwards. Palms down on your thighs, with both feet resting flat on the floor. Remember how good it is just to breathe properly, and how calm it makes you feel. You may feel a pleasant tingling in the nostrils as you breathe in through the nose, and a loosening of tension as you breathe out from the mouth. As you breathe in, you begin to feel more and more comfortable, more and more relaxed and at ease. You feel even more relaxed as you breathe out, and you can allow the stomach to rest as it wants to. Imagine, if you will, that behind me and just over my left shoulder is a window. Curtains open so you can see the view. I like to think of it as a portal to any place outdoors we wish to be, or somewhere that I lead and you follow. As you stare at the window, the frame and curtains no longer matter. They just become shapes. It's only the outside that attracts your view, and it soon becomes that you can feel yourself there, outside. A pleasant temperature as the seasons change, and all around is evidence of that change. Think of yourself in the chair, the room in which you sit. Perhaps the whole building, the city, or the town it is in. And know that while you're there, you can also experience here. The birds, the breeze, the wind chimes, the vibrations. Everything in the material world is made up of vibration. The material world is resonant. Listen to the chimes, the birdsong, and other tones around us. As I speak about today's word, take the time to see, feel what note connects with you and match it. As you hum, you pair the word with your own voice, that no one has but you. It's your vocal fingerprint. Nobody hums like you do, exactly, in a body just your size, sitting right where you are right now. Wrap the word with your intention and release the vibrations of your voice, vibrations which you send out into the ever-vibrating world. Today's word is antipathetic. You know, it is human nature to be antipathetic to change. The dear follower provided this word because he wants to use his 2021 to push himself, encourage himself to try new things instead of instinctively avoiding them. It's hard, right, to break that habit? But we have a unique way. Instead of jumping into newbie chess or buying a kayak, spend time today trying new things as me. Yep. Brush up on your astral projection skills and take a spin as elsewhere. I can almost guarantee it will lead to a new experience for you. You could break your orgasm record, or perhaps brush up on terrarium skills. Or hey, shock those senses with an icy, cold shower. Did I catch you out on that? Those who know me know I wouldn't be caught dead in an icy, cold shower. No, your mistress loves it hot. So take a few moments to consider the word antipathetic. See it. Feel it. What color is it for you? Feel any emotions that it inspires, any thoughts, ideas. Greet them and let them go. Let others come as they want. Allow yourself to greet any emotions the word inspires. Feel the emotion fully and set it aside. And if there are more feelings, allow these to be experienced as well. And then set them aside. And if you need more time, you can do this throughout the day while you hum your note of intention. And this can be a word that provokes happiness. It does make you smile. It makes you recognize perhaps something silly you've been doing. Or it could be more serious. It could really get you to stop and think about what is going on in your life. And then let those go as well. If you run out of ideas on how to use that astral projection, drop me a line. I'll help you out.